views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
We're hoping, I'm hoping for a great surprise here for you today, waiting for somebody to call in. You know, our webinar on animals, us, and our soul contracts are coming up on this Wednesday, guys. If you haven't signed up, get there, because I think this is going to be a webinar filled with love and insight. And boy, don't we need that right now. Don't we need that right now, just to get together for 2 hours and find out what beautiful messages and connections our furry little friends have with us. So join me this Wednesday. You can sign up on iamdwallace.com. It's right on the homepage, real easy for you to do. And that's from 7 to 9 Pacific time. And yes, you do get a recording of it for perpetuity. All righty. So we're waiting. I'm hoping Miss Danielle McKinnon, who's the intuitive and animal communicator, is going to join us this morning, just to give you a little taste of what we're going to do on Wednesday, if she is available. The little child experience, guys. I'm having so many breakthroughs in my private sessions, working with this little child and the little child experience and the information that came through on the little child experience. If you've gotten it, if you've done it, I would love for you to press one and let me and everybody know what you thought, what shifts you've had. I've already heard from two or three people that have booked jobs, you know, that found better. And I'm one of them, by the way. I am one of them. I sat down and asked my little girl what some of these health issues, minor stuff, but really getting in the way of my life, what they were about. I got some very definitive information. I really addressed it and cleared up some things in my life. And two tests that I was waiting to have come back. Absolutely, totally. They're going, I don't know what you did, but it's all gone. Everything's fine. And so I want to hear, you know, this is a community. I want to hear back, want some feedback about stuff. But we're just having breakthroughs in private sessions. And I want to remind you that if you click PayPal, PayPal gives you the option to pay over 6 months, guys. Over 6 months. So I wanted to tell you about that. And I wanted to tell you that the first hosting weekend is on the boards in Hinton, Alberta, Canada. I'm going to be there to teach my first exciting weekend on the little child and reaching your little child and accessing it, shifting it, getting them on board. It's Saturday, July 8th and Sunday, July 9th in Hinton, Alberta, Canada. Miss Sandy is Sandra is hosting me there. So I'm very excited. We've got a few hosting things in the works here. You win, I win, and everybody that gets to attend wins. Okay, I want to quickly talk about breakups, whether they're romantic, business, or friend breakups, any kind of breakups. The channel wants to remind you that you are the creation of you. And so the more you mine yourself, the more you understand why the breakups, and by mining yourself, I mean working with your little child, getting an understanding of the patterns that you keep going through. You know, do you always give yourself up? Do you not want to compromise? Do you, you know, any of those things are going to affect relationships. And the second thing is that breakups in relationships, and again, this is any kind of relationships, is often because we keep holding on to our old stories and fearing that that thing is going to happen again, and or because you are waking up to those old patterns and you go, oh my gosh, here I am again, don't want to be here, need to move on. So for some reason, that was up for a lot of people, including me today, and the channel wanted to put it out there, and they wanted to quickly ask everyone to come forward to claim, I am connected to my own source. So if you would take an opportunity to open your hearts, fall into, you know, straighten your heart line, open your chakras, and let's just claim, I am connected to my own source. I am connected to source. I am connected to the source that I am, which is the God that you are. They also wanted to address the warships that are headed toward North Korea. We don't get political on this show, but I do, since it affects so much energy out there. I am told often to address the things because our energy is getting affected. And the channel wants you to remind yourself consistently to open your heart and stay in love. Open your heart and stay in love. Yes. I love my country. I know that my country is strong and powerful through divine love. My country is a country of integrity, equality for all people, love for all people, respect for all people. That's how, the greatest way that you can serve right now is holding yourself, others, and the country, and the world in that knowing. And so it comes back again to know. And if we don't know, you see, the doubt, whenever we go into doubt about anything, guys, we leave our knowing. And the channel wants to remind you, you don't ever doubt the negative. You never doubt your lack of self-worth. You never doubt that you're not worthy, but we always doubt the positive. We doubt whether we're the God of us. We doubt that we're whole and complete already. We doubt that we're magnificent. We doubt that we can do it. That we always doubt the positive. Let's know the positive, right? In order to create the positive, we have to know it. Okay, so Danielle, if you're on and you have not pressed one, could you do that?
Can
so
you hear
Stephen
me,
could... Yeah, I can, Stephen.
She's on. She's number 19.
Oh, great. All right. Let me find my beautiful Danielle here. Oh, 19. I see. dot, dot, dot. There you are. Hello, beautiful person.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
Well, as always, I'm a little technically challenged, Danielle, but we get by. You know, we get by. So I'm just thrilled to have you. Everybody, energetically say hello to Danielle McKinnon, intuitive and animal communicator. Danielle has perfected the art, and it is an art. Believe me, it's an art of animal communication around. And this is what fascinates me so much, Danielle, about what you do, about the soul contracts we have with our little furry friends. And especially the challenges that they are here to help us conquer. So I wanted to kind of introduce your work so people would know what amazing and heart-touching stuff you do. And so would you work with me around freedom today, just to give them an idea?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that would be fun.
Well, Miss Freedom came into my life now about 2 months ago.
And she's a dog, right?
She's a dog.
Okay.
She's a Kelpie, which is one of the sheep herding dogs.
Okay.
And yes, I mean, from the minute she gets up to the minute she goes to sleep, she wants to play.
Okay,
wait.
So, okay. Dee, if you are wanting me to connect with her and work on the lesson between the two of you, it's much easier if you don't tell me about her.
Okay, I won't tell you anything about her. Great.
And the way that I work is I actually connect with you first because of the connection between the two of you. So I bring you into the connection between Freedom and me. Is that okay?
Oh, you bet.
All right. So just give me a moment to connect with you first. Okay. So when I connect with you, I'm just basically asking, what do I need to know about Dee that will be pertinent to this reading, that will be helpful? You know, what's important right now? So I'm not necessarily going to get every single wonderful thing about you. The first thing that comes through is you have a lot of pots in the fire. What is it? Pots on the fire?
Yeah.
At any given time. And you're managing them all, but there's one pot that kind of lights your fire more than the others. And I feel like it is actually this work. It's heart-centered work. It's all about the heart. And everything that you do is all about the heart. I feel that you are very analytical, and so there's a bit of a balance that you have to walk between bringing the analytical or bringing the heart-centered, and you can fall off that balance sometimes, but you've learned a lot of tools to bring yourself back in balance, but that's kind of a challenge for you. Just, you know, a challenge in your life. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Cool. All right, I feel like there's one more little part, and then we'll go to freedom. When you give your loyalty to somebody, you give your loyalty to somebody. And it takes a lot for you to take that back, for you to go, oop, that was a bad decision. You see the potential in everybody. So when you see that potential and you go, oh, this is someone or this is a cause or this is something that I am in, you will do everything in your power to give yourself to that and to be fully present for that. But because you're so loyal, it can sometimes get in the way if you're questioning, oh, was that the right decision or not? But you're, even though there might be a part of you that's saying, hey, it might be time to change that, you'll stick to it usually a little bit longer because
yep.
You want to be that loyal person.
Oh, that cannot be more on top of the pinpoint. Yes.
Cool. Okay. So those are the things that come through about you, and I don't know why we need to know those parts, but we're going to go bring Miss Freedom in. So Miss Freedom comes walking up to me with quite a lot of, there's a lot of perk in her attitude. And I don't mean she's perky. She's confident and perky as she comes up to me. And I get the feeling that she really, really likes her, All right, in high school, there were girls, I grew up in the 80s, and the girls all had the feathered hair, and it would kind of flip, and they would move their head a certain way to flip the hair. And this is the feeling she gives me about her. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. Totally.
She's pretty into it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I feel like she a little bit gives you a run for your money, but in a very positive way. Like she'll keep you on your toes. She'll bring you back to the present moment. She'll pull you out of your, when you're starting to lean a little bit too far to that analytical, she kind of snaps you back by she's kind of a little bit of a lot of work, but in a good way. Makes sense?
Yep. Yes, totally.
Okay.
Bingo.
And I feel like she's very, very aware of you and what keeps you on center. And what she shows me is between the two of you, it's like I see her heart, I see your heart. There are these big, bright pink, I don't know why they're not green, but they're pink, loving, beating hearts, and they're very, very connected. It's interesting that you said she's only been in your life for 2 months. Is that
yes.
right?
Yes.
I wouldn't have known that. I wouldn't have known that by this connection that she shows me. She also shows me that she tends to mirror you a lot. So if you start getting a little frazzled, she starts getting a little kooky. Like if you're nice and calm, she's nice and calm. But she just monitors you and watches you. And she even shows me you walk in a room and she may not, although I feel like she does a lot of the time, get up to follow you. Sometimes she just sits there, but she watches exactly where you're going and what you're doing. And it's almost like she's a heart rate monitor. Is she coming from love? Is she coming from love? And if you're off center for some ever, you know, teeny little reason, she's going to be right on you. Make sense?
Oh, it's so right on, Danielle. I cannot even tell you.
This is good.
Oh, my God.
In my work is really about how does an animal... Because all animals are, they're teaching us, they're working with us. I call them our mentors, our spiritual gurus, our trainers. And so they're always watching us in some way to figure out what soul lessons we're working on and then to help us. And I feel like she's been really actually very clear this whole time about how she's helping you. Your whole thing in this lifetime, according to her, so I'm not going to you and getting this, I'm getting this from her, is how to live a heart-centered life. And she says that you talk, you teach this, you strive to live this. Of course, you don't do it perfectly because you're human. But you're working on this piece. And everything that she does is to pull you into that space or to give you a method for getting back into that space. The longer you're in that space, the better you feel, or the more quickly you get back to that space, the better you feel. There's something going on here about she's got quite a little, she's showing me this thing again, the perky walk. What's with the perky walk that she does? It's almost like a little bit of a, not a march because that's too like, but it's perky happy walk kind of
oh,
march.
Oh, yeah, it's a prance.
Yeah, there we go.
It's
that's
a prance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And it makes you happy.
It does.
And I know. She's telling me this. So she's saying that when she does this, it's to bring you back to center. So you know that if she's doing it, you were maybe drifting off a little or going a little too analytical and you weren't quite in that total unconditional love, heart-centered balance. Maybe something happened that kind of, you know, got in your head a little bit or something. So you know that that's her message to you whenever she does the prance. Make sense?
Yes. Oh, my God. Danielle, you're so right on. It's amazing, even me, but yeah.
Isn't it so cool?
It's totally cool. I mean, I'm so connected to and have been all my life. I was so connected as a little girl that I was horribly allergic to dogs. And I told my mom, if I get an allergic to dogs, can I have a dog? And I made myself. I mean, even then I was self-creating and didn't know it, which is what I teach now. And I said, I'm having a dog. And I got rid of my allergies.
Oh, that's so cool.
So I could have a dog. That's I've just always felt their connection. I want to ask you one question, then I'm going to let you go and take some callers. Not for Danielle. We're not taking callers for Danielle today. But I want to ask you, do animals come back?
They do. But okay, so it's a big question you're asking. Everything I teach is because the animals have told me, which means it's different than what other people say. But I can only go by what I've learned from the animals because I've decided they know more than me. And what they've said is they absolutely do come back, but not in the same lifetime. They will train animals. So a lot of the times you get somebody who, this was my dog from when I was 10. And then I talk to their dog from when they were 10, and their dog's like, no, I'm training the new dog because this person needs to learn with a new dog. So, but they reincarnate in our soul groups and our soul families, but they come back once a lifetime, according to them. Now, I've heard tons of other people say it's different. When the animals tell me differently, that's what I'll teach, but I can only go by what my teachers are saying, which are the animals.
Of course. Oh, well, I've got so many questions for you when we do the webinar together. Danielle,
cool.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. It was really
so
fun.
I'm so excited about this webinar now. Thank you so much for your time, and we'll see you Wednesday night.
All right. I'll see you Wednesday night, Dee. Bye.
Okay. Much love. Oh, my gosh.
Much love.
I cannot wait for this webinar. I've got like 10 questions now that I want to ask. All right, we are going to go to the callers now because I know that's why you call in. Miss Alberta in Canada. Hello, darling. You're on.
Oh, my goodness, Dale. It's such an honor to speak with you.
Thank you, sweetheart. How can we help you?
I'm not even sure how to frame the question because you talk so much about the little child. I know I have a photographic memory, but I do have trouble opening my heart or feeling love.
Okay,
but
so hold on because I got a piece of information already, Alberta. They're saying to you, have a photographic memory, but you took the picture wrong. It's like what was there really happening. And the picture that you have in your mind are not the same thing. So where were you going with this story now?
I have no idea. I know I was a twin, and my twin only lived for a week, but I guess that has nothing to do with it.
That has everything to do with it.
Okay.
Because let me tell you guys, again, back to the little child experience. If you go back to your life, 5 years old, back through conception, okay, you will find most of the reasons where your blocks are, where your walls are, where your belief systems are, where the photograph needs to be changed in your mind. You need to shoot a new picture. So you know, Alberta, what's the thing in your life you want to know most about to clear up? What did you write me about? I can't remember. And I told you to call in.
I remember I wrote to you about being, well, I'm about 10 years older than you are, and I think it was to do with maybe working with seniors or helping them with different healing modalities or just getting out. I feel very stuck, and I need to
get out
there more.
Now
if my heart's not open or I can't get it open at times, then what's blocking it?
Okay. So first of all, I want you to change your words, guys. You can always do it. You can always feel love.
Okay.
And if you feel love, your heart opens. So let's move on from I can't always do it, because that's not true. You can always do it. You may not stop and use the tools that you have to do it. You may not address it, can always do it. Okay, Alberta? So they want to go back to your twin. Your twin lived how long?
A week. 1 week, and that was 76 years ago.
Okay. So now they're taking me to a core belief on the sheets here. Hang on. Because it doesn't make sense to our minds, but even at that young age, Alberta, you made a decision. You formed a belief. Okay. Here. Okay. And it is, I don't think I have enough energy to do this. And how that applied back then when your twin died was, I don't think I have enough energy to do this alone. Okay? It is morphed into, I don't think I have enough energy to do this. Now, instead of because I'm alone, now you're using because I'm older. Energy does not have to diminish because we get older. That's a belief system. My daughter sent me a video. She was at a good friend's wedding last night, sent me a video of this beautiful 95-year-old woman who is out getting down on the dance floor. And she texted
it. Oh, absolutely.
She texted it to me, and she said, Mom, this is going to be you. And I said, yeah, that's who I want to be when I grow up.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm like a 50-year-old if you were to see me. But it's interesting that you should say that with the inner child. When I was able to connect many years ago or be able to open my heart more, what I would get was, I have to be strong for everyone after my twin died. It was like, I have to be strong.
Yes, and coupled with that, that's true. Underneath that, Alberta, is, but it's too much. I don't know if I can handle it.
And
the channels, yeah, the channel wants you to know that's your highest message about getting out with these seniors and doing more. You have the energy, you have the passion, you have the open heart, you have everything you need to go do it. Just know it and quit doubting. All right, darling.
All righty. Thank you so much, Dean. I look forward to seeing you in Alberta.
Oh,
I think goody. I was surprised when I heard you said you were going. I'm like, oh, I've got to check that up and I've got to go there.
It's going to be an amazing weekend. I'm so stoked about it because it will be all brand new, freshly alive information about the little child. And my weekends, anybody that's done the training weekends or anything can tell you, we just have a ball. So I hope to see you there, Alberta.
I hope to see you in Hinton, but I also hope that when you're saying, like, open your heart, my heart should be open.
Your heart is open, and that's all you have to do is heart is open and go to your love place.
See, I'm a visual. I look for everything, and I'm analytical.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you can't open your heart that way, baby. You cannot open your heart through your mind. You can open your mind through your heart,
yeah,
but you can't open your heart through your mind. Okay? Go to your heart first.
Thank you, and I look forward to listening to the rest of your show.
Thanks, darling. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I'm just loving this show. I'm loving it, loving it, loving it. Donna in Philadelphia, you're on.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I don't know if this is a question or me and my husband, we split up. It's going on a year. And that's good. That's in the past, and I feel it's for the best. I'm going to school. I'm done in a couple weeks. I'm taking a CNA class, and I housekeeping in a hospital, cleaning like 30 rooms a day, and then I go on to school two nights a week. And it's a little overwhelming, but I'm starting to see the light. Like I'm getting things as we speak. You know, in my room, you know, all normal and everything, and trying to do for me. Like I'm finally at the point
yeah,
I'm thinking about myself. And he has stuff that's here. I mean, I don't know, see if you see me on the right path. Like,
okay,
he still has,
so Donna,
has,
hold on. I have to interrupt you because I have several things and I'm going to lose them. First of all, as soon as you said, you know, it's done and it's over. The channel said, no, it's not. And then you bring in the information that he's got to get his stuff. His energy is still affecting you and you're letting it, by the way. So
if it's over.
He needs to move on. You need to move on. It's done. Don't hold.
Yes.
He can't move on if there is a part of you. Hold on. Sheets. Give me a movie, baby. Any movie that pops in.
This is so Pretty Woman. I don't know why.
Okay. So Pretty Woman was about a guy, you know, that changed her life because he saw who she really was and the potential. We're changing the roles, however. You were him. You saw this guy's potential, right? And tried to open him up. Is that true?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. He's not going to be your pretty woman, though. He's not going to make the shift, Donna. So don't hold out for that anymore. Get his stuff out of your place and love him and wish him away. Love him and wish him well. Love him and energetically cut the cord, baby.
Right. Okay. And I feel like I'm doing that. Like, and I was just looking at his stuff and I'm thinking maybe I should bring this up. Like I it's not out of spite or nothing. I just really need it out of here. It's both of our homes. We're not divorced yet. And that's going to come next because this is what I need. Not him. He left to do what he needed to do. Now this is about what I need.
And the channel doesn't want you to feel guilty. There's a little bit of guilt in there, Donna. You know, you guys have made your decision.
Yeah.
Now, don't play the game of having to feel guilty and bad about it in any way. It's just energy that's finished accomplishing what it needed to accomplish together. You guys, like me and Freedom, served a lot of learning for each other, and it's time to move on, okay? So, yes, you're going in the right direction. Just even applaud yourself more and know that you are magnificent in standing up for yourself and moving on and really expressing the power in this life that you are, Donna, okay? That's your answer. Just keep going, baby.
And thank you. And I just wanted to know, do you see, because I know I'm so ready, do you see another relationship?
No, not yet. You've got to complete this before you even begin to think of another relationship. It's like you don't move into the other house while all your stuff and the house that you've been in is still standing, is still a part of your energy. They're saying you have to complete this for you. Otherwise, you may start giving yourself up again. This is your time to celebrate Donna and allow Donna to become powerful on her own. Do you understand?
Yes, and that I have been. I mean, I feel I'm tired. I mean, I've been climbing up a big hill, but it's almost over. And
yeah, you're going in the right direction, baby. But, you know, take this next year and take it just for you. Okay? Thanks for calling in. And you can do this, Donna. You can do it, baby cakes. All right. And we are moving on to Karina in California. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi, how are you?
I'm so good.
Good. I'm so happy to talk to you. My friend Patty is the one who told me to call in.
Oh, good old Patty. Yes, she's been with us for some time. Good, Karina. Well, welcome.
Patty.
What can we do for you?
You know, I was calling today to see if you could possibly channel any information for me, for my husband. He's very, very sick. He's been struggling with a mysterious illness for over half his life now, and it's only progressing to a point where, I mean, it's just completely changed our way of life.
Karina, they want to give you the spiritual / energetic basis of this illness. I am not a doctor.
Of course.
This is energetic information because, guys, my belief is, and my experience with myself and many people that I've worked with, is when you get to the core issue of what is bothering you energetically, your body lets go and heals. So yeah. We're going to the sheets and we're going to a core belief. Hang on. Again, before I get 50 emails, you can get the sheets at the Balance Podcast on IMD Wallace here. Probably the most valuable thing on there. 16. Yeah. Okay. So about 12 years ago is when this started to plug in. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. And there's something that happened that pushed him into, I'm scared to death to be here. Can you pinpoint what happened about 12 years ago that scared him to death?
I might have an idea of what it could be. I'm not 100% sure, but
give me an idea. Tell me.
They had lost their home. It was kind of a crazy situation, and they ended up having to move really quickly to a place that was just the opposite of home. Just not a good neighborhood. A lot of uncertainty, I feel like. And I feel like that he also says that when he moved to the new house, that he feels like that's when a lot of his issues started, because he never had problems before.
That's true. So first of all, I'm scared to be here, out of control. So much is coming in at one time. There is stuff in the home also. There is some kind of poison in the home.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's gas or mono, it's some kind of gas is the closest word I can get.
Okay.
But
I totally know what you mean.
Do you live in this home?
We do, and I've honestly felt something as well. I've never been able to pinpoint it.
It's starting to affect you. You got to get somebody in there and test, all the levels for everything.
Okay.
Karina.
Because I have my kids here too, so I'm very concerned.
I get that it has not affected them yet, but it will if they live in it for too long.
Okay.
His immune system was so depleted with this shock of, oh my God, can I take care of everybody? I've had the rug ripped out from under me. My image of a man is being threatened. I mean, it was like, he's got to get his power back, Karina. He's got to go, look, I did the best I could. I created a home for my family. We're doing okay. And, now they're saying, good God, that not only did his immune system crash because of all of this, and that's why whatever this is in the house is affecting him much more, but also he's allowing that so that he can, he can harm himself. He can pay
That makes a lot of sense.
He can pay for what he did. This is egoistic male stuff. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And of course he doesn't realize that he's doing this. This is all very subconscious. But he will realize it if you bring it to his attention.
Okay.
But you have to check for whatever, all the radon and all the
all the stuff in the home.
Yeah. I still keep getting the word gas. That might not be the... Oh, you know what I just heard, you guys? Will you quit doubting, Dee? You heard the word. Why are you doubting yourself? Well, there you go. See?
And, you know, we actually live near a refinery as well. I don't know if that could maybe have anything to do with
it. I get a no more on the fact that there's something in the house. So
the
start
house.
With
okay.
your house, Karina. Okay, darling?
Absolutely. Thank you so
you
much,
bet.
Dee. It was very
you
nice
bet.
Talking to you.
That was a lot of information. Mary! Miss Mary in Maryland.
Yes.
Hi, baby.
Yes. Let me get off speaker. Hi, honey.
Hi, honey. What's up?
I'm jumping up and jigging. We sold our house.
Woo!
And the third week that we put it up, it was someone came up and said, well, we're going out on vacation for a while, but we'd like to make a cash offer for this house.
Wow,
and
Mary.
I've been just walking around banging into walls going, well, I didn't think it would happen that fast. I'm not ready.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Yeah, I know I am.
You know,
it's just starting to get to me.
You're beyond ready. You can mm-hmm. handle it. They're on vacation. Just take it, you know, a step at a time, a dish
yep.
at a time, you know, and stay in joy. Because if you stay in joy, you are going to get everything accomplished much more quickly than if you go into angst and overdrive.
Yes, thank you. And I did that for a little while. And I sat down this whole morning and put myself back into alignment
yes,
and
you
joy
did.
And appreciation. And I cannot tell you how great I feel. And I'm ready now to be part of this whole thing is exciting. I'll walk into
Boy.
Work tomorrow and say, bye-bye.
Yeah, good creating, Mary. Now, they want to take a teaching moment here because the reason you went out of balance was due to your little girl. This
mm-hmm.
page here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, again, we have a theme going here. I don't think I have enough energy to do this. And what it feels like to you is, I don't know if I can do it this quickly, but really what it is, oh my God, I've got to clean this whole freaking house out now. And Mary, they're saying to you, and they're
have.
Wagging their finger. They're
but
wagging their
have.
Finger like a parent going, Mary, you can afford to have help come in, and that's what you're going to do.
Well, guess what? We already got that set up. The house is as clean as a whistle. The only thing we have to do now is pack our personal stuff, and we've already got everything lined up for that, thanks to my brilliant husband who just has just gone forward, and he's a real organizer.
Great.
And he's just brought me along and put up with a lot from me, but I'm ready now.
Yeah,
but it was my little girl. She told me this morning in no uncertain terms that I was just lagging behind because I thought I couldn't do it this fast.
And it's about energy, that you didn't think
yep.
you had enough energy. Yep. So where, when you were a little girl, did you not have enough energy?
I think when the first time that I saw it was when my mom went into the hospital for the second or third time, I think I was
yeah.
seven or so. And I was just terrified. I just like, how can I do all of this myself?
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
felt like I was trying to clean the house and I was trying to cook whatever I could. You know, I was pretty good by then because she taught me well.
Well,
but still,
but
I was
you
pretty
see,
little.
So what you just said was the exact same things that I have to tackle now was what I had to tackle at seven, cleaning the house and getting everything organized and do it. You don't have to do it all yourself, Mary.
Oh, thank you for that. I know
yes.
now.
Yes.
I mean,
the
I knew before, but I reminded myself.
And you know, oftentimes people will go to me, my friends will go, my God, Dee, you pay for a car to take you to the airport. And I go, you bet I do. Because you know
sure.
what? For me, saving my energy and creating that trip as easily and effortlessly as I can is worth much more than the money I have to spend for the car.
Absolutely.
You know?
I get that point.
So I always look at the energy exchange. Is the energy exchange worth the money I'm saving?
Good point.
Yeah. So good for you, Miss Mary. Good for you. Good creating, baby. Freedom!
Thank you. Freedom!
Bye-bye, honey.
More than once.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for Danielle. I've worked with her before, and oh, my God, Dee, you are so right. This is going to be
God,
off the charts.
Could not believe, bam, 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 how right
did
on
she get
she
you
was.
Right or what?
Yeah. Goodbye. All right, we're not going to talk about how overdriven Miss D is today. Gail in Dallas, hi, babe, you're on.
Hi, D. So I'm following up on a call from a couple of weeks ago where I shared that I was in construction and the people, the men around me were trying to minimize me.
Yes.
I've had a very interesting couple of weeks where I'm getting centered in my power, doing my job and positioning myself to be part of the team. 2 weeks ago, the CEO pulled me into the office totally unexpected and said I was very close to being fired, but didn't give me any reasons why. Spoke to the president, and he said, Gail, you're fine. You're one of our best performers. I've got it. So there is some kind of sabotage going on around me. So
okay,
what
stop,
I've done.
Stop, stop. The channel's screaming at me. Sorry. When you said sabotage, the pendulum went violently to no.
Okay.
There is an agenda, but it is not personal to you, Gail. And that's the great gift you get to deal with here, is to learn to not look at all these things as personal affronts. So, okay, sorry, guys, maybe because the webinar is this Saturday, but again, they want to go to your little girl around 6 or 7 years old. And it's like kind of, it's my fault and they're out to get me. What went down around 6, and they're showing me kids on a playground. So it may be a belief that was created even innocuously. Were there, do you remember kids that early or feeling?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's what you're dealing with. It's not a true belief, Gail, but you created that belief all the way back then. And you've spent your life now kind of looking to see if somebody's out to get you. Does that resonate with you? Even in minor little ways?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Okay. So the way it works is if you don't change that belief, you will keep experiencing seeing people coming after you, whether they are or not. So that will be your reality. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So you want you and your little girl and your teenager. And when I say those words, I mean on all time-space continuums, everywhere, guys, everywhere. You know, wherever your energy exists. Everybody's got to get together now and say, you know what? I've played around with that belief long enough. I'm going to know that everybody's on my side now. I'm going to look out into the world, and I want to see all the people that are on my side, like the big boss that's going to handle things for you. Do you understand?
I do.
Okay. That's the core of all of it, Gail. And if you can get on top of that, and even the work you've done, you see, you've gotten a lot more clarity about the boss coming forward for you. So that's what I want you to acknowledge and keep your eyes on and go, and I'm going to let this other guy come forward for me now. I'm not going to look for the bullies on the playground anymore. Got it?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes,
will
I
you
do.
Call me back in? Will you call back in and keep... I love it when you guys call in and follow up on work we've done because it gives us all more clarity. Will you call back in, Gail?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Dee.
You bet. You bet. Oh, I just know things are just going to change for her. We're going to Monique in California. Hi.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Woohoo! All right. What can we help you with, honey?
All right. Yeah, I haven't had a chance to listen to the show in a few months because I've been working Sundays, but I have today off. So I was like, yay. when I woke
good.
Up,
you can always listen to them in the archives, guys, to help you stay in balance, you know? So what can we
good
do
point.
For you today, baby?
Today? Well, first of all, the themes that have arisen are very appropriate for me, too, just like the breakup energy of friends and waking that waking up message that you said, sort of waking
yes.
up and being like, wah, 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 like, I can't do this. I totally was like, well, that resonates with me very much.
Good.
So thank you for that. But I think the main pressing thing is I just had just questions about my husband's business. I've been helping out with it a lot, and I'm very unclear about the direction it needs to take moving forward. Like, he has a partner, and it's not just energetically doesn't feel very pleasant.
Yeah, the
but,
partner isn't. So the two messages I got right away, Monique, was it needs to expand, and the partner isn't helping doing that. Is that true?
That's exactly what it is. You know, and
okay.
the partner is. Yeah, I don't know how.
Can your husband buy him out?
I don't think so. He's a really difficult cat. You know, he's an older person, and I think I underestimate how unhappy, you know, the relationship makes my husband because he's so good at trying to work with what he's got.
Okay, well,
you know?
you can't do anything about that
okay.
other than seeing your husband happy. If the more
right.
you focus on him being unhappy, the more energy you give it. Okay.
Good.
So
okay. Okay.
the message that the channel's giving me is don't worry.
Okay.
It's all being worked out. So I don't know if if the partner is going to leave on his own or retire or maybe your husband could talk to him about bringing in somebody younger and hipper to work with them.
Yep.
You know, it's just that he's stuck in his ways, not your husband. The partner is stuck in his ways, and it's keeping the company from expanding. So your husband and you need to go, how can we expand while he's still here?
That's
okay?
exactly what we do. And the answer often is, you know, we can do these little things, but then we can't move forward on a lot of projects that require any type of financial commitment, which is 99% of projects, right? Because he kind of is so controlling over, you know, like all aspects of the business and has strong opinions.
Is he an equal partner with your husband?
An evil partner?
Equal.
Yeah, equal. Yep, they're both equal partners.
Well, then he doesn't have more power over your husband. So your husband's got to step up and go, no, we need to do this. If they're equal partners, whether he is or not, somebody else doesn't take your creation away from you, Monique.
Right.
So you got to focus on how can we. Okay, baby?
Okay.
Thank you. I'm going to take one. Kimmy, you got to go real fast because I'm almost out of time. But I wanted to take your call. What's up?
Guess who got a job? Guess who got a job?
I am so thrilled for you. You know, all the work that we did in those year private sessions, Kim, you shifted so much stuff. And I know you were in fear when they ended that you weren't going to be able to do this, but the channel was very clear. She's fine. She's got it. You healed your cancer. You know, you've created this job now. Your acting stuff is opening up. Everything is working, Kimmy. And I want you to accept that, because you really did. You were one of those people that when I worked with over the years, they really took it to heart. They took responsibility and just really, really applied everything that the channel gave them. And here you are, your life. Look at the freedom you're in now compared to a year ago, Kim.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so.
It's pretty awesome, isn't it? And how's your new roommate?
So far, she's good. She's got a little dog named Doug.
well,
he's a
Doug's
chihuahua.
There for a reason for you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He, him and I get along very well. If I don't pay enough attention to him, he gets a little, you know, persnickety.
Well, and if we don't pay attention to ourselves, we should
we
get a little
persnickety.
Well, we should if we don't pay enough attention to ourselves. And the channel wants to catch you on one thing. You started to say, well, so far, just expect it. Yeah, you caught yourself. I heard you catch yourself, which is great. But that's your old, you know, that's the old game you play, Kim. So let's just expect everything to flow now. She's going to be a great roommate. You're going to be healthy. You are healthy. You know, this job's going to be awesome. You're going to see everybody on your side, Kim.
Yeah. And I started to feel that, like, oh my God, this morning. And then my left foot started acting up. I said, will you stop? Please just stop. You're acting
just
up.
Say,
just
no,
stop.
It's okay, left foot. Move forward. Take that step into the power. Everybody there is coming forward to support you, and you're coming forward. You're walking forward to receive the support in your power. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, thanks for calling and sharing that with everybody.
Oh, you bet.
Just celebrating for you, Kim. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Well, what a fabulous show. Oh, my God. I'm over, and we got to get going. Please join us Wednesday for Animals, Us, and Our Soul Contract. Please check out the Little Child Experience. I want to hear from those of you that have ordered it. I love you guys. Until we meet again, love yourselves. Let's say it together. Love me, love me, love me more, because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.